And the thing they would put in the bread to make the dough rise?
Yeast.
And what about if you were thirsty and you asked your wife to get you a soft drink, what would you call it? You'd say, "Get me a."
A soft drink?
Was that what you would say?
Well, yeah, or a pop.
Pop would probably be the term you would use more frequently.
You wouldn't consider a beer, though, huh?
I'd consider it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. On a hot day, and a cold beer, or a glass of tea.
Uh-huh.
But,
okay, well, I guess in the old days, they used to have a lot of unlicensed liquor.
Yeah,
moonshine
liquor.
Moonshine?
Yeah.
Any other terms for that?
Corn liquor. And, homebrew. Got just about anything you want to call it.
Did you ever know anybody who made that?
Oh, yeah. Drank several barrels of it. Had my share, we'll put it that way.
That's great.
Some of it was good, and some of it, man, it'd kill you.
They just made that at home?
Yeah. Providing the revenue didn't get there first.
That was during Prohibition,
mm-hmm.
I guess?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was one of the main livelihoods. Well, it says if the farm went to pot or something like that, he'd buy you some sugar and some malt and go to the end of business.
Okay. Sometimes at church functions or social functions, they have people bring clothes. They have a potluck and they tell you to bring a type of food and a dish. What would that be called?
A carry-in.
Okay. And the dish itself would be called a... would they use the term casserole? Or?
Well, yeah, that's a hot dish.
Okay. Is that what you would call it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I get you to say that?
Casserole or hot dish? You're both of them.
They'd use both those terms?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And sometimes they have picnics or...
Mm-hmm. Weenie roasts.
They cook... ribs over the
barbecued.
Okay, is there any other term they would use for a barbecue? Or maybe you could explain to me what a barbecue would be.
Well, it's generally open over an open fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's a barbecue.
Oh, right.
And the fire can be of several varieties. It can be of cubes, or you can be wood, or it can be gas, or whatever.
Oh,
whatever your pits are, so you better be getting that.
So any of those would be a barbecue.
Yeah.
And usually the first thing in the morning, I guess, you get up and have a cup of...
Coffee, tea, or
okay. Bourbon,
whatever.
Okay. Are there different types of... maybe you'd have cakes with that coffee in the morning?
Oh, hot cakes, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Pancakes, yeah.
All right. That's great. We're just flying along.
Okay.
Are you getting tired?
Well, no.
Bored, maybe?
Fever baby, yeah.
Okay. We've got a couple.
Okay. Keep on. Let's get it over with. Yep.
Okay. Maybe tell me a little about the farm and the ranch. What about the enclosures and everything like that?
You want corrals? Is that what you're looking for? Mm-hmm. The word corral?
Were there different types of those?
Well, yeah, sure. There's corrals, catch pens, alleys.
Each one of those would be great to know what they
mean. Well, first thing you know, you got them a big corral.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work them down the alleys and then you put them in these catch pens. What I'm getting at.
Okay. And that was just for cattle?
Well, you can use it for anything.
I see.
The cattle's worked out with, they work the same way with sheep. Only sheep, we put them, call them pens. But it all depends on whether they're shearing or whether they're just working for Dodge Gates or getting ready to brand, or it all depends on what's going on.
I see. And to separate one field from another, they have
fences in them.
Any particular kind?
Oh, you want a partition fence? Is that what you're looking for?
Any kind.
Well, see,
you're familiar with.